freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free, and you can take control of the show at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. A happy Thursday evening to you. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about, again, anything, whether it be a personal issue or even a political agenda that you want to push, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archived section, the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You pay nothing. They're free.
Free.
So go get them. Take advantage of that. Also, you can sign up for our podcast if you know what that's all about, and then we'll send the show to you. You wake up in the morning, there's the latest Free Talk Live. It's that simple.
Bing.
Yes. So, Manwich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. We have got all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about tonight, but if you take control of the show, you bring up what's on your mind, otherwise we'll bring up what we want. Anyway, this is another one of those nights where the prep is just all over the place.
It is.
A variety of different issues to talk about. We do have some emails as well. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Hopefully we'll get to some of that tonight because we got some good emails. But I wanted to get to this one first because it's related to a story that we talked about, I would say maybe 2 or 3 months ago on this show.
Okay.
A couple months ago, there was a principal of a high school, actually, who was driving along. This particular gentleman is a diabetic, and he felt, I guess, with a diabetic shock or diabetic fit,
right,
if you will, was coming on. And so he pulled over into a parking lot of a convenience store because
mm-hmm.
he didn't want to endanger anybody on the road, because
right.
apparently when this diabetic seizure, if you want, I'm not sure if that's the right word for it, apparently when this comes on, you lose control.
Yeah.
Or you have a real good chance of losing control. And so he did the safe thing. He pulled over side of the road and decided to wait it out. Well, apparently, as he was waiting or having the actual, while he actually was experiencing this this trauma or this fit, the gentleman inside the convenience store called cops. The cops showed up, broke the window on this guy's car.
On the passenger side.
Right. Pulled the man who was still having the diabetic trauma, pulled him through the window, and four cops proceeded to beat the living hell out of him.
But he didn't respond to what they were saying.
Right. They were, you know, asking him questions, demanding that he open the, you know, get out of the car, and he was unresponsive completely, and so their answer was, break the window, which wasn't the door unlocked, didn't they find that?
Yes. Actually, they broke the window on an unlocked door.
Right. The door was unlocked. They broke the window anyway, pulled him through the window. They didn't open the door and swing the door open and pull him out that way. No, they pulled him through the window and then proceeded to beat the crap out of him.
Well, you know, I don't envy these guys their jobs. Really, I don't. I mean, I don't envy cops' jobs. It's not easy. But the fact is, this drug war has gotten everybody so scared, because cops are much more likely to get shot and killed mm-hmm. over this dumbass drug war that we've got going on, that they've currently got a system of, if in doubt, kick its ass, you know? And everybody would be a lot safer without
right.
the drug war.
Absolutely.
But and I can understand where these cops are coming from, but this whole if in doubt, kick their asses thing, not cool.
No, not at all. Not in a free nation where you're innocent until proven guilty. Supposedly. So I bring that old story up because apparently not everyone was paying attention. Not all the police departments took note of the things that the other department learned from that that particular occasion, because it's happened again, man.
Not again. Where?
Wichita, Kansas this time. A story that KSN reports. It deals with the way the police handled a woman who'd been driving erratically. This is the actual text of what they read on this news report. Police didn't know the woman was having a diabetic reaction. Christina DeLeon, age 30, has a broken arm. Her head is swollen and her eyes are blackened. They got some footage of this, and she looks bad. Her
of
eyes.
Of course she does.
Yeah.
A bunch of cops just
right.
beat her up.
Well, it's just one, I think. Just one cop. The question now is, how did she get these injuries? From a traffic accident or from what police did after it? She said that, I would think the way that I feel and the way that I look, that it was done incorrectly. The incident began when a motorist reported an erratic driver spotting the car in oncoming lanes of traffic. So she was driving while she was having this diabetic attack.
Right.
When police moved in, they say the woman was awake but unresponsive. According to Officer Brian Hurley, he says, at one point she looked over at me, put her foot on the gas, and took off through the yard. When Christina hit a tree, police moved in. The only problem was that she was not responding. Police feared Christina could take off at any moment and decided that she must be removed from the car. An officer then broke a window. This is sounding familiar, huh,
Manoj? Very familiar.
Broke a window, and what happened next is the source of controversy. The officer dragged Christina out of the car and pulled her along the pavement. Christina's family, there were more than one officer around, so
okay.
I don't think it necessarily had to be the one officer who was pulling her along the pavement. They could have used more than one and picked her up if, you know, they'd wanted to.
If they'd chosen to?
Right. Pulled along the pavement. Christina's family claims the officer continued to use force, evidenced, they say, by his lunging arm. If you see the video,
mm-hmm.
you can. It's not a very clear video, but there is definitely video that looks like the officer is, it looks like he's swinging his arm back. He's kind of crouching over her body,
right.
swinging his arm back, and just letting fly on her.
Really?
There's only one hit that looks big and forceful. But, and it, again, it's obscured, there's bushes in the way, but you can clearly see the officer raising his arm and swinging it towards the
Who
woman.
Was taking the pictures? Who was taking
I don't
the,
know.
The video?
It did not appear to be the police.
Yeah, probably not.
No. And it did not appear to be like a police camera. It wasn't stationary. Somebody was, you know, panning and moving the camera.
Well, it's a great thing now that they have, you know, video cameras out there and, you know, cell phones that have it and all
Thank
that.
Thank goodness.
Because now people can keep a better eye on it. I don't know, though. This case doesn't sound quite as cut and dry as the principal, though.
Well, let's get to the rest of it
here. Of
course,
there's video.
Christina watched the video the next day on the news. She says, I was devastated because I was being plopped around like a rag doll, and I could see them take me out of the car and then undoing my seatbelt, and I was just limp. At that point, officers did not know Christina was having a diabetic reaction and was not eluding arrest. She said she understands police have a dangerous job, but she doesn't know how they could react that way without more facts in hand. Like, you know, her saying something to them.
Well, she could not speak English, I guess.
Yeah, she was totally out of it. Like her, you know, trying to run from them or somehow being violent towards them. She was just in her car.
She did run from
She'd
them.
Run, she ran into a tree because she was like, she probably didn't know where she was at that time.
Well, they probably got the impression that she was, you know, communicating with them when she was looking at them and then took off.
Christina believes her injuries were caused by police because her car was not severely damaged in the accident. So there's two opportunities for injury.
Mm-hmm.
When she ran into the tree and when the cops pulled her through the window and appeared to be beating her on
I would say that
this
the,
particular videotape.
Everything hinges on what a jury would say about this videotape.
Absolutely. And here's what the police have to say. As usual, they wish they had more details, but they feel they made the right call under the circumstances.
Well, everybody's answering just the way they should,
mm-hmm.
quite honestly, because what's the woman's name?
Christina.
Yeah, Christina, let's see, if she just ran into had a diabetic seizure and ran into the tree, she couldn't get any money. But if she got beat up by the cops, there might be some money there.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing the right thing. And the cops, well, they don't want to get in big trouble and lose a bunch of money. So
we feel like we did everything, you know, everything's
panning out. The cops never get in big trouble. I mean, even if the cops admitted that they did something wrong, they'd put the guy who beat her on administrative leave while they investigate him. And, of course, he'd get paid while he was on administrative leave. And then they'd eventually say, oh, it's all, you know, we found that he did the right thing. It's not a big deal. Okay, let's shove this one under the rug and move on. And everyone forgets about it. And even if they did have to pay out something to this woman, it comes from the taxpayers, not the police. It's not going to come out of this guy's paycheck.
That's true.
1-800-259-9231. You got bad cop stories. You want to share those with us. Otherwise, we'll tell you about a 16-year-old boy who took photos, nude photos, of his 15-year-old girlfriend, and now he's in a bit of trouble. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 800-259-9231, or you can sit back and listen as we banter around here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We got a lot of stuff on our mind tonight, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
I mean, all kinds of different prep in the news today, and your emails as well. We're going to get to at least one of those tonight. FTL at freetalklive.com, although Ian at freetalklive.com will get it to the same place. If you want to email Manwich, you can do Manwich at freetalklive.com. It's that easy. And join us at freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies there, including our newest Shriner, Zoe. Be sure you check her out at freetalklive.com. And where are we going next?
Well, I've got a story here that I just think is interesting. It's out of Toronto.
All right.
So, it obviously makes more sense to our Canadian listeners, but very odd. A teenager who tried to humiliate his ex-girlfriend on the internet is facing some very serious charges. The 16-year-old boy was in a relationship with a 15-year-old girl. Nothing really unusual.
Certainly
there.
Certainly not unusual.
They were in a relationship for about a year. They broke up last October.
Mm-hmm.
Police say he got his hands on 5 nude pictures of her. How do you suppose he did that?
Probably took them.
Yeah, that's how he got them. I mean, you know, how else would he get pictures of five nude pictures of his girlfriend for a year? But they don't say that. They don't say. Police say that she allowed him to take photographs of her nude, and now he has those photos.
Somebody took photos of her.
Yes.
We're assuming it's him.
Yeah.
All right.
Earlier this year, the boy was arrested and charged with assault. Now, that's threatening, right? Assault?
I
believe
that's
so.
That.
And extortion relating to the girl. Not long after that, police say that he created a web page that was made to look like the girl had made it herself. It included intimate details of her life, portraying her as being promiscuous, and it included 5 nude pictures.
Huh. Assault, violent or physical, violent physical or verbal attack. So it doesn't necessarily have to be physical.
Really, explanation. The boy is now charged with personation.
Actually, correction, the law definition is an unlawful threat or attempt to do bodily injury to another. So
okay.
You don't actually have to connect. I think if you connect, it becomes battery.
I see.
Okay.
The boy is charged with personation, not impersonation, which I think is interesting.
Must be a Canadian.
Personation with the internet and 3 child pornography offenses.
He's been personating on the internet.
Now, the other 2 photos he gets away with, but 3 of them are child porn? What? Anyway, I think it's very interesting. This is a 16-year-old boy that
is he in jail? Does it say that?
It doesn't have an answer on that. This is near Toronto. One would assume that if he has nude pictures of his 15-year-old girlfriend, this doesn't mean this, that they had sex, but apparently taking and posting the pictures on the internet makes him a pornographer, you know, a child pornographer, even though he is only 1 year older than her.
Wait a minute, wouldn't they still have charged him even if they just came across him? Even if his parents had come across him in his room and turned him in, wouldn't he still be able to be charged with child pornography?
I would say that, yes, they're possible. I don't
right.
know what they would have done in any given circumstance.
Right. Maybe it's the possession of the pictures that's the problem, not
right.
the fact that he put them online.
No.
That just was more evidence that he possessed the photos.
Sure.
So, 16 years old, the boy is,
mm-hmm.
takes at least five photos of his 15-year-old girlfriend naked.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily say that she's in any sexual positions, does it? It doesn't make that clear,
right?
It just says nude photos. So, here we are, we're in our fun little definitions phase here. You know,
mm-hmm.
what does child pornography mean? Can you be a child pornographer if you're underage?
It's interesting. But then again, if you allow that sort of thing to slip through, then all the child pornographers will have children posting for them. You know?
You mean photographing?
Photographing and posting and
right.
all that other stuff. I mean, because if you just say that, no, a 17-year-old is not capable of committing child pornography, then suddenly a whole child porn
yeah.
ring springs up and it's
saying.
Run by 17-year-olds. And, you know,
right.
it's run by some guy, but then, you know, administrated by 17-year-olds.
Got it. Well, the other question then is, Canada, the legal age for consent to sex is 14.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to what I know about Canada, the legal age for consent to pornography or to consent to be posing naked is 18. Isn't that a little bizarre?
It's weird.
You're old enough at age 14 to be able to decide to have sexual intercourse with another person,
mm-hmm.
but someone photographing you nude? Well, now that's against the law.
Well, I would imagine that they have that
bizarre.
Whole 14-year-old thing in Canada because they have all those Inuit Indians and Eskimo types up there.
Who knows why they? I don't. Maybe they just think that girls and boys can make that decision at age 14.
Perhaps they do.
There are some states in the United States who believe that 16 is the appropriate age for that.
Mm-hmm.
Some say it's 18. Some say it's 17. Some countries say it's 13. Some say 15, etc. So everybody has different laws, but I think it's interesting that you're allowed to have sex at 14, but photographing yourself nude, no, no, no.
You can't do that until you're 18.
That's
another 4
possible.
Years for that.
Do you think this kid should be spending any time in jail for this?
I think that he did a very dirty thing by posting pictures of his girlfriend on the internet.
She allowed them to be taken, most likely.
That certainly is a danger of doing that.
I mean, unless it was like
a bad thing to do. He did a bad thing.
Right.
I mean, I want to make that clear. I don't think that he should be locked up for it.
Absolutely not.
Not for this.
What do you think the punishment should be? Should we have him take nude? Should we take nude photos of him and put those on the internet?
Well, it would be fair. I don't know if that really solves anything. I think he should have to do lawn work for the girl's dad.
Well, why does the dad get the benefit of everything?
Well, because
shouldn't she get some benefit? I mean, or was her pictures used without her permission? Right.
And she's 15, so it's the parents. You know, get the benefit.
Hmm.
You know, your parent can send you to work at age of 16 and collect your paycheck.
So the other question is this pornography? Is a nude photograph of a 15-year-old girl pornography? Furthermore, is a nude photograph of an 18-year-old girl pornography? Or is it pornography when there's sex involved?
I don't know.
What defines this? I've heard rumors. I was looking at the comments. This was from FARC.com, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the comments section, and according to somebody in there, there was some case where a dude, some professional photographer, took topless photos of a 15-year-old girl,
mm-hmm.
was charged with child pornography, and then the charges dropped later. Now, he didn't cite any evidence of it. It's just somebody saying something online. But when you think about it, it makes some sense. If it's not sexual... in any sort of fashion, you know.
You could be checking yourself for a lump, you know. I mean, like, you know how they have those... they have those monthly
tests. I think it's unusual that you would hire a professional photographer to check you for lumps.
He was checking her for lumps?
No. He took nude, topless photos of a 15-year-old girl.
Yes, and what I'm saying is that it could have been, and, you know, I'm only speculating here, giving an extreme example, is he could have been taking those photos for a, self-evaluation for breast cancer photo.
Could have been taking them because he likes to look at 15-year-old girls topless as well.
Certainly.
So the question is it the intent that matters, or is it the actual content of the photos that matters? Now, if you have an answer, we want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. And I predict, Manwich, that if we do actually hear from somebody on this issue, and it's very rare these days that we get calls on this particular one, because, well, we're only on 5 affiliates. Last night, though, we had Ruth call in.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it clear that she thinks that prostitution... She thinks that if you are having sex... If you're 70 years old and having sex with a 20-year-old, you're a pedophile. According to Ruth. So I think there's going to be a variety of different opinions here. So the question is, well, whose opinion should be law and why? 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. Seems a little arbitrary to me. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. I think if this little girl didn't want her pictures distributed on the internet, she should have kept her clothes on. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue or something personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there for you, including a broadband version of the show and the not-so-broadband version for those of you still stuck on dial-up. You can all listen for free at freetalklive.com. So now we're going to talk about marriage. Because okay. we could hash out this child pornography thing if we wanted to. But
yeah, we could drag it out, but
nobody wants to talk about it, obviously. So let's move on. I have always advocated staying out of marriage.
Yes, you have.
On this show. Staying out of specifically state marriage.
Right.
State-approved, state-licensed marriage. And finally, I've been vindicated by a columnist online named Vox Day, who says, "Stay single, young man. Marriage, as conceived by God, is a good and fruitful thing. Marriage, as conceived by the state, is an evil man-trap designed to deprive men of their property and their children. For as the Ohio State Bar Association helpfully explains, the marriage license is, and here's the legalese, a legal contract. There are three parties to that contract. You, number two, your husband or wife, as the case may be, and number three,
the state.
The state. This contract grants the third party jurisdiction over all of the property owned by the first two.
Hmm.
As well as anything produced by the other parties, including children. And it's this marriage license which gives the state legal power to dictate who gets what in the case of a divorce. That's why you have to go to divorce court. Because you signed an agreement with the state saying you would. Saying that your marriage would be regulated by this document, whatever it is that's in your state. Because they're all, I'm sure, very similar. The explosion of divorce in the latter half of the 20th century and the commonplace abuse of men in the family courts, which Vox claims are actually fraudulent executive branch entities that operate in total violation of the constitutional law's separation of powers. Did you know that? I didn't. She's saying that the family courts, the divorce courts, mm-hmm. aren't real courts at all.
Well, they don't have a jury.
Right. That should be a clue. And the reason why they have authority over you is simply because you signed a contract saying they do.
Hmm.
The marriage license. But since feminists have discovered how the power of government can be used to forcibly transform civil society to their liking, they've been emboldened to make even more creative use of the state's power over marriage. In Spain, for example, a law is being passed to force men to do more housework.
What?
Since the vast majority of Spanish men, 81%, are traditionalists who believe that women with school-aged children should stay at home and not work full-time jobs, Spanish feminists are waging a war against them through national legislature. As the law's sponsor, Margarita Uria, helpfully explains, quote, "The idea of equality within marriage always stumbles over the problem of work in the house and caring for dependent people. This will be a good way of reminding people what their duties are. It's something feminists have been wanting for a long time." She's just going to give you a helpful reminder, man, which this law they're going to pass in Spain, just going to be a little reminder for all the husbands out there that they have to do more housework. It doesn't sound like much of a reminder when the government's there pointing weapons at you, telling you to do the laundry or else. No doubt they have, because according to Marion Salzman, described by the UK Observer as a trend spotter extraordinaire, women are, quote, rejecting equally in the workplace and prefer the rejecting equality in the workplace and prefer the idea of becoming full-time housewives, but not ones who actually do housework. Women are happy to abandon the workplace, but not if it means spending all day at home cooking, cleaning, and looking after children. Instead, they want to play the role of housewife with little help from a nanny or someone who does the
I've noticed that trend in some guys that are like older than me and make a little more money than me, that the wife doesn't work and has a nanny and has a housekeeper.
Really?
I mean, they're just ordinary dudes, but I was thinking...
How do you know this? I mean, you've been in their houses, you know?
Talk to them. Right. You know, I've seen several instances where the housekeeper comes through, and, that there's a nanny also that does afternoon work. It's very odd.
That's messed up. What does she do all day?
I don't know.
Snort cocaine?
I'm not sure. The gentleman who was talking to me about
it... What could you possibly do all day? If you don't have anything to do around the house.
It's a lot of work. I mean, I must admit, a whole house to keep clean and the kids to run after is a lot of work, but...
You got a problem with it, don't have the kids. Then all you have to do is keep your house clean, and that's not that much work. Especially if you don't have kids. Anyway, back to Vox's article. He says, her warning should sober even the most infatuated man. Women think... This is a quote again from this woman. Women think what's mine is mine, and what's his is mine. Since the U.S. Supreme Court now sees fit to take international law into account when deciding what is and is not constitutional, it can only be a matter of time.
That's a stretch.
Before a woman's right to force her husband... We had a recent court decision where they did take international law in.
Right, they were looking at children being executed across around the world. And the only other nation that was doing it was Somalia, which is not...
Somalia doesn't have a government.
Okay. It was another...
Syria, I think it was. Or Egypt.
Horrible, despotic place. And I don't think that that's really taking other countries into concern.
I agree with that. Anyway, he says, after all, someone has to do the housework when mommy's busy sitting on a corporate board, which she'll be doing as soon as the Norwegian concept of sex-based affirmative action for company directors crosses the Atlantic. Young men are already responding to the increasingly odious burden of marriage by delaying it or avoiding it altogether. But for the most part, they're doing so without conscious design. They probably just are realizing that divorces happen, and maybe they figure it's a good idea not to get married because of that. It's time for men to become aware that as the more economically productive class, they are the natural prey of the government and its family control machinery. The courts have already demonstrated that a man, any man, will do for their purposes when the child child support is required, even if that man can be proved to have no relationship to the child.
Yes.
We've actually seen cases where some random dude will get sent a notice I saw something where another state, like the state of Louisiana, sent a Florida man notice saying that he owed child support on 3 kids. And he hadn't been to Louisiana in 10 years. And he managed to get it straightened out, but only after he'd hired a lawyer.
And there's many, many cases, besides those odd cases, but there's many cases where the boyfriend has been taking care of some woman's kid for, a period of years, 2-3 years, and then the state wants child support from him, and they're not even her kids.
Because she's used to him taking care of them, and she's used to the income. Non-Christian men, the answer is easy. Avoid marriage at all costs. Marriage only weakens your legal and emotional positions vis-a-vis a woman. And since American women will freely provide companionship, sex, and children upon request, to marry is to give up a great deal for what is literally less than nothing. A Christian man, on the other hand, cannot freely engage in non-committal sexual relationships, and so he must marry. He can improve his odds, however, by marrying a Christian woman who is not on the career track. This will significantly increase the chances that he'll not find himself at legal mercy of a sociopath obsessed with momentary happiness, über alles, but blessed by a traditional wife committed to building a family and a life together with him instead. Finally, he asks, is it possible for a Christian couple to avoid the state's machinery of control and still marry before their God? Yes, according to Pastor Matt Trewilia. According to him, what's recorded in a family Bible will stand up as legal evidence in any court of law in America. Early Americans were married without a marriage license, simply recorded their marriages in family Bibles, and so should we. So, there is a way to get married without involving the state, but it does take a little bit of effort. Not that much, but a little bit, and it could save you a lot of heartache in the long run. More Free Talk Live on the way. Your emails, your phone calls coming up.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of users interacting there. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We got calls rolling in. People want to talk about this marriage issue. According to Vox Day, he says, don't get married. And I agree completely. It's a waste of your time and effort. Let's go to Owen in Washington. Owen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, I fully agree with you. Men especially in America, should not get a state-licensed marriage for the very reasons that you're talking about.
You have any experience in this this realm, Owen?
Well, I've been married, a state-licensed marriage,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you what, that's the last thing you want to do is have any sort of state involvement if things fall apart.
Have things fallen apart?
Yes.
How'd it go?
Well, actually, mine got off real easy, except with the whole child custody support issue.
Mm-hmm. How many kids?
One allegedly.
Oh.
One allegedly. Allegedly. Have
Was there a question about it being yours?
Yes.
Have you tested paternity?
No. State of Maryland, when I opted for that, when I went for child custody, I said, you know, I'm not going to make a move for custody unless I know he's mine. And State of Maryland, so my lawyer in Maryland petitioned the state, and the state turned it down.
They wouldn't let you test?
Oh, they said I could test, but it would have to be a private party, and it wouldn't. Would have only, they could only test if the other party agreed to it.
And so she didn't?
Well, she wanted me to pay for it. I said, fine, if you guys are going to play that way, I'm going to assume he's not mine. I'm not going to get involved in this whole child support issue
right.
until somebody provides proof.
So, proof is never provided?
Now I have Washington State coming down on me.
What for?
Trying to say I owe child support in Maryland.
So they're still after you then?
Well, Washington State just tried this, so I gave them a written response, and they haven't given me any response to the hearing request.
Well, basically, what's happened is he said, "I'm not sure the kid's mine. I need it needs to be, you know, we need to test the child,"
mm-hmm.
and you know, but he's not willing to pay for the test.
Right.
So
I'm not willing to pay for it myself. I'm willing to split the cost.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. I mean, shouldn't she pony up a little bit for the test too?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But she doesn't want to.
That's right. She said
because she's afraid that it'll prove that it's not yours.
She probably just doesn't want to.
Well, I'm thinking that she'll find out it's not mine.
I think she probably already knows it's not yours, Owen. I think that's why she's probably not going for it.
And that's,
I mean, she knows if she has sex with another guy, right?
No, her position is that she doesn't have to pay for it. You know, the courts.
Sure, but if she wants to get if she doesn't pay for it,
the court's already making. They're assuming paternity.
I see. So she has no incentive to pay.
There
for
is
it.
No incentive for her.
Got it.
So I'm fighting the son. Now, the thing is, she moved back. I was in the military, stationed in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Did the stupid military thing and got married.
Mm.
Well, the military does offer a lot of benefits to you if you're married.
Incentive.
You
know, what's incentive to get married. Yes. Let's put it that way.
Incentive to get married. So there's, you know, they want to move. They'll move you around and
well,
all that
sure.
other stuff.
Well, sure. The state in general, not just the military, but the state in general appears to offer incentive. You get what? Don't you get a tax break for being married?
I've heard that it's...
I don't worry about the tax breaks because I don't have a Social Security number.
Oh, that's nice. That's a whole other issue. Owen.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't addressing that issue with you today. I'd done that before.
Certainly. Owen, any final thoughts on marriage?
John Kottmeyer has explained pretty well how to do that. If somebody wants to look him up.
You mean not get married in the system?
Yes.
It would seem to be easy. You find somebody who is of clergy who is willing to marry you without having a license.
Well, you don't even have to have a clergy. You don't even have to have a clergyman because a clergyman officially, in order to be state recognized, have to be licensed by the state.
Right, but if the officially licensed guy by the state is giving a non-licensed marriage, isn't that possible? It would seem like it would be, as long as he agrees
to do it.
It's not
possible because then he's violating his license to be a clergyman.
Oh, really? So a clergyman cannot... a state-licensed clergyman cannot do unlicensed marriages, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because unless the state allows for it.
Well, now, in my experience, I just got married on the 29th, and I did the state marriage deal, and the clergyman didn't ask for the marriage license until after the service. So,
maybe
well,
it is
different state, different clergyman.
State by state. Well, yeah, so then it's a wise move to do a little bit of research into your state's laws before you consider something like this. Owen, great call, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello. Fred?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Hey, Fred.
I can hear you now.
Yeah, which one is Ian?
It's Ian right here.
Did you say you were the guy who was married?
No, Emanuich got married.
Oh, okay. Well,
Ian's not a sucker.
Last call was a good call, but it was somewhat confusing, but I'll move on from that. I just want to ask one more thing. How can you have a person with no Social Security number get into the military?
That was one of my questions, but I thought I'd let that go. I didn't want to use it the whole time.
Interesting question, Fred. I didn't catch that one. Good one.
Now back on the issue of marriage, whether it's a licensed marriage or a common law marriage, in Pennsylvania, there was an outrageous state Supreme Court decision that absolutely wiped out the probably 300-year tradition and right of two people to have a common law marriage. And
what was the decision? What did they say?
I can't remember all the details, but it was an outrageous kind of a thing where they almost like threw it out on on sort of, they have no consciousness of, you know, the fact that people have God-given rights, and they're almost saying that the court can decide on, like, small administrative grounds.
So wait, were they saying that there's that a common law marriage turns into a legal marriage? Is that what they were saying?
No, they're saying that from now on, from the decision time now on, you cannot have a common law marriage in Pennsylvania because it creates small administrative problems for state officials, which
right,
I think is a bunch of crap.
Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. More marriage talk on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades, which studied water, has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number one of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. So if you need to know the latest about the show, whether it's an announcement of a new Shriner or a new affiliate that we want to clue you into, you'll find out first if you're on the updates list. So go join up. It's absolutely free, just like everything else is, at freetalklive.com. We're talking about marriage. And my contention is, as well as the contention of some other people, probably a good idea to not get married by the state. Now, I think that a marriage as a concept is a fine thing. I think the idea that you want to spend the rest of your life with one individual is an honorable thing and something deserving of a ceremony, I think, in some cases. So I have no opposition to the concept of marriage. What I have opposition to is the state being a party in it. It should just be you and another person. And that's it. And if you have a god or whatever, that should be maybe the third party. But certainly the state is no god to me. Let's go to Jackie in Florida. Jackie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Jackie in Florida. All right, moving up. Oh, she's gone. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. So, man, which any more marriage comments?
I can see the definite advantages to not getting married via the state, but there's times, like, I guess Owen was in the military and there were incentives to get married. I'd say sometimes those incentives are very good. Mm-hmm. For instance, in my case, I had health insurance offered to me. You know, my wife works for the state and she gets free health insurance, and hence, I get free health insurance if I'm married to her via the state. As if I just decided to marry my wife in a church and we'll call ourselves married, well, I wouldn't have got the free health insurance.
It looks like Jackie was having some phone trouble. She's back. Jackie in Florida, you're on with Ian and Manwich on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I wanted to suggest to Owen that he should go on the Maury show because they do with your daddy shows all the time.
Oh, wait, the
Maury
TV
Povich?
Show?
What?
Maury the TV host?
Yeah, Maury Povich.
Okay.
Yeah, because he'll like fly him out and pay for everything. So
it's
go.
It's one of those. They just do it for the random chance that you know there's good television involved.
Who's your baby's daddy?
Yeah, who's your daddy? And then you know they hope that the woman runs off crying in hysterical fashion.
Interesting. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jackie. Anything else on your mind?
Nope.
All right, 800-259-9231. So there you go, Owen. There's your solution. Now, I thought that the woman didn't want to actually have this test done. Now, she didn't want to pay for it. We know that. But if she... The law is going to err on
her
side.
She's going to have to... No. She's going to have to get this paternity if
really?
He demands it. Yeah.
But it seems like the law is erring on her side. The state of Washington, he said, is already going after him for child support that Maryland is claiming that he owes. Because she's claiming it's his kid.
I'm sorry.
Without having to prove it. He can actually put his foot down and say, I'm not going to pay unless you prove it's my kid? Does the law really care what he thinks?
The point is that he's saying, I don't believe it's my kid. Somebody's got to go give me a paternity test, or at least, you know, half a paternity test. You know, she's not disputing his paternity. He's disputing his paternity, so I can kind of see where the state's coming from. I'm making him pay for it.
1-800-259-9231. We got a lot more on the way. Hour number two is coming up. Muslims suing the Department of Homeland Security. Actually, we got some emails to catch up on. We'll do
okay.
We got some really good emails. And if you want to control the show, if you want to interrupt and take over the airwaves, you dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. Hour two on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of...